Grid stress, covert cameras, and a supply chain breach at Apple's Indian partner. A heat wave forcing grid operators to push data centers onto backup power illustrated an escalating tension in American infrastructure. Data centers consumed roughly 4% of U.S. electricity in 2025. Projections for 2030 range from 8 to 12%, depending on the pace of AI deployment. The AI boom has dramatically accelerated data center build-out in regions whose grid infrastructure was not designed for that load. And the backup power orders during peak heat represent a preview of recurring stress events until that gap closes. Meta updated firmware for its Ray-Ban smart glasses to disable the camera entirely if the recording indicator light is tampered with. A reactive fix to concerns that emerged after it became clear determined users could modify the light to enable covert recording. The response arrived well after the initial public concern, raising the broader question of whether consumer wearable cameras require regulatory frameworks with mandatory safeguards rather than reliance on manufacturer self-regulation. India has opened a probe into how specifications for the iPhone 18 Pro leaked from a Tata Electronics manufacturing facility. Tata has been producing iPhones in India as a central element of Apple's supply chain diversification away from China. The breach is significant on three counts. It pressures Tata's security practices at a critical moment in Apple-India relations, raises the possibility of industrial espionage, and arrives precisely as Apple is working to demonstrate that Indian manufacturing can serve as a trusted alternative to Chinese production. The Allen & Co. Sun Valley Conference brought Tim Cook, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Sam Altman, and other technology and media leaders together in Idaho with an agenda reportedly centered on AI and industry consolidation. The informal deal-making environment of this gathering has historically preceded major media and technology transactions in the 12 months following the conference. The Treasury Department separately scrapped the plan to place Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill, keeping Andrew Jackson on the currency, and reversing an initiative that had been announced under Obama, delayed in Trump's first term, and revived under Biden.